Bet Mechile, that I came late 5 minutes. I'm sorry, I was already about to go down, but Rabbi Frati called from Rabbi Eliashiv a little bit to say some things a little bit different. So I think we have it now, you know, the last update clear, you know, at least till tonight. So I'm saying, so I was sure that the Olam Maskim, that we'll try to Masad it. This year, Be'etzem, there's a shaila that is negea, especially if in Eretz Yisrael, that is the shaila of Shvis, Kedusha Shvis, and Dalet Minim. But we'll try to explain that the last week, it's back and forth letters from Rabbi Eliashiv, Rav Ozner, Rav Nisim, the Badatz, back and forth different arguments, and a lot of Dalet Minim that you can use that will be sold in the market, that a lot of the Gdolim hold that you're not allowed to use them. And the Gdolim were trying to take out the letters that the Soichrim that don't know the Halachas will not have a tainus after that they lost all the money because they bought these kind of Schoira. And we'll try to be Masbir the Noise. We'll divide it to Esroigim, Lulovim, Adasim, and Aroves. This year, Kedusha Shvis. We'll start with the Halachas of Esroig. Say, Be'ez Hashem, closer to Sukkot, we go with the Halachas. What is the Esroig? What is the Lulav? What is Adasim? But how we going, Esrik is an Esrik, Lama Zagan already, it's an Esrik. Now, the halacha is, everyone knows the Gemara in Kiddushin, is a machlekes, when is Kedusha Shvis and an Esrik? You go Bosar Lekite or Bosar Chanote. Ikar HaPsak is that an Esrik that grew, that was choynet in Shono HaShishis, Shono HaShvis, the Esrik that are on the trees, a Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis, even if they will be picked after Rosh Hashanah. Sidosh Shitas Shitas Rambam, that you go Basar Lekite, and if the Esrogim will be picked after Rosh Hashanah, they will not be Kodesh B'Kodesh HaShviz. It's not Negea. It was Negea last year that people that bought Esrogim that were picked off the trees after Rosh Hashanah, we were Chodesh to the Rambam to the Kodesh. But this year is not relevant because all the Esrogim are Kodesh. You're right, Lefi the Rambam, they will not be Kodesh if they will pick them after Rosh Hashanah. But not negia lemaisa, because it's only you don't take the Rambam lekule, so it's nish negia. It's not negia. And stam, there's nothing left on the trees already. I'm sure you know what's going on in the Pardesim, everything is taken off already. Pachas Yoisa, the Olam are going and just picking off all the Soigim and Tzefka. Yeah? So Kimal, there's nothing left anyway. It's not negia to find the Soigim in the trees after Shviz. So, Lomagain it's though that the Soigim that are on the trees are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz, and Lemaise, all of the Esregim and Eretz Yisrael that will come to the markets will be Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. This is the Halacha Lemaise. The ones that will be picked after Rosh Hashanah, if one Shita, they will not be Kodesh. So before we start, we have to know there's four Halachas that you have to know and Esregim that are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. One Isur is called Isur Schoiro. And this is the problem, that this year you're not allowed to buy Esrogim. You're not allowed to make Esrogim. So there's no way to buy Esrogim, really. If you buy Esrog, you're even an Isur Schoiro. So the shaila is how you get an Esrog. It's a big nisoyen. You know, you can put $100 under the table and get an Esrog. But, glad to get him. Isur Schoiro. And it's mamash, for the people that love Esrogim, it's a nisoyen she'en kedugmasoy. Because you just give the money to the guy in the store, and he finds the way to give you. So the shayla is bichlal, how the esrogim will pass hands. So the way they will do it, it will be oitzer beisin, like the sort of the fruits here. They just give them out for cost price. But the oitzer beisin cannot give mehudo or not mehudo. So we'll see later, there's a problem how you buy the esrogim. But you can't go into a store and buy and handle. This is an isur gomo. This is the first problem. Then, you have to know the Esrog is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. You're not allowed to throw him away. You have to keep him. You have to shomer him. Zman Abir, you have to be Moitzi him from the Bais. And the main problem is, you're not allowed to take the Esrog to Chutz Loretz. There's an Isur Lehoitzi Per Shviz. You're not allowed to send your father an Esrog. If you go home doing Sukkot, there's an Isur Lehoitzi Per Shviz Lechutz Loretz. How some Seichrim do it, Some people do it. Most of them are wrong. And some of them will find some heterim. But for sure is no heter to a bacher to send the esrog to his father. If a bacher goes home, he cannot take out the esrog. It's better to buy from chutz la'aretz, even if it's the same esrogim, because the guy that has the aveira is the guy that takes it over. So if you buy it in America, it's not your problem. But if you buy it here and you go on the plane, you're over the aveira. What's the different eitzes what to do if you're already over the aveira? So these are the four halachas that are negea after you manage. First is a problem: how to get an esrog, where to buy the esrog, how to pay for it, if you can pay for it. Then the second problem will be you have to keep it bikdusha, you can't throw it, you can't revaz it. You have to keep it in the right way. And then you can't take it to chutz la'aretz. These are the halachas that are negea after you will have an esrog. I want to start, Be'ezus Hashem, to learn with you together the first tumul, what is going on in Eretz Yisrael. And we'll learn it be'iyun, that we'll have it very close. It's kedai to know it. It's a halacha in Shvi'is that is called Shomur Ve'nevad. Every fruit that the Bailim was not mafkir, Chazal made a knas that it becomes also. Chazal was scared, people will not keep Shvi'is. They said, if the guy closed the door, it's also and no one allowed to eat from it. So if the guy didn't keep Shvi'is, he doesn't gain, because he can't sell it. It becomes also. Or if the guy has fruits, he wants to sell it. So he waters his plants. Chazal aser it. It's called Shomur Ve'nevad. Now, as a machlekes achroinim, if Shomur Ve'nevad will start from Shomur, is only Isur Achile or is also Isur Hanoi? Most shittas are not so close. Aber Ve'nevad, what is nugea to us, the vile, Ve'nevad means that someone worked in Shvi'is in the field. It's also Be'anoi. So again, I'm trying to take the main shita that we paskin. If someone had a tree and he was working in Shvi'is, not only that he's over Avera, the fruits became also Midrabanan. So if you have an esrog tree and someone was working in the esrog tree in Shvi'is, the esrog is also Be'anoi Midrabanan. So loy mi boy that the first day you're not allowed to yoitze because you have to have an esrog shiroi la'achil. So when you get an esrog in Shvi'is, this year you don't only have to have a hechsher that it's an esrog and not a lemon. If the bailim of the pardes is not an erlich yid and he was oived in the esrog in Shvi'is, the esrog is also b'ana. So b'meli you're not yoitza because it's esrog has to be roi le'achile and also it's not lochem. Now we have to know, I want to be magdim. Nechliku rabbeiseinu. If we pass in Shomu Ve'nevad is also Ramuto. Minag Yerushalayim was that Shomu Ve'nevad is also. B'shem the Chazanish they said that B'di'evad it's Muto. But the Chazanish himself is letters back and forth. This type of Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that the Chazanish said that L'Rabim for sure it's also, maybe for Yechidim. And he himself, B'Soif Yomov, was Makpid not to be nene from Shomu Ve'nevad. And it's bevus that the Chazanish preferred the Esreg with Bletlach from a year that he knows that he was mafkir the Sode. You have some people that, I remember I went one to the Sode to pick his regim. It says, Hefker, Hefker, I just came close, 5 dogs jumped on me. Yeah? The guy said, the dogs don't know their Shvi'is. This is Shomu Ve'nevad. Yeah? I called the Beis Din and I said, all the Esregim are also Be'achile. So a lot of, it's a big Nisayan. People don't want people to kimat. A lot of people, it's a very big nisayon to see people coming off to your tree and to take off. So the Chazanish knew two people. One, he knew that he's not mafkirit b'lev shalem. He makes faces at the people. So, and the other one was mafkirit, but he didn't have nice esrogim. Chazanish preferred to take a shvache esrog from to take an esrog of Shomu Ve'nevad. So, again, minag Yerushalayim, the Maisa, the Minaga Ikori is that we're not Soymech and Shomu Ve'nevad. And more from that, even the shittas that are Mekel, they wanted a Mekel in fruits and vegetables. Because B'di'evet, if the people worked on it, that Klal Yisrael will have what to eat. If not, it will be 5 fryer people that will start to water the fields. And then people will not have what to eat. So we were Soymech that Shomu Ve'nevad is not also. But was Negata a mitzvah? Mechatesa to be Mekel. So this is before we go into the hack. This is the normal halacha. Shomu v'nevad, mi'ikar adin, we machmir. Chazanishel b'sha'as adchak, maybe you could be Mekel. The Hanoge Akloli says that we're not Mekel in Shomu v'nevad. Now we'll start. Lemaise, Klal Yisrael needs a Sroigim in 2 weeks, and Lemaise is Shvis. We have hundreds of thousands of Sroigim, that all of them are Kodesh Mekdush Shvis, and the guy is not allowed to sell them. So what Chazal did, Chazal were metaken Oitzer Beis Din. This is the same thing you see sometimes, they come with trucks and fruits here in the Yeshiva. The Beis Din come, they pick it, and they give it out, Ki'ilu for cost price. They're not allowed to charge the regular price of Sroigim. They're only allowed to charge cost price. And this is the way the Esroyim are given out with Oitzer Beis Din. We'll go back to it later. So 95% of the Esroyim that will be, not 99% of the Esroyim that you will have this year in Eretz Yisrael is Oitzer Beis Din. If it's not Oitzer Beis Din, it's Yisus Schoiro. The guy can't sell it to you. Who has them? More from that, the ones that didn't do Oitzer Beis Din, I'm telling you already, from 80% of the fields already are cleaned. Every day, cars go out of yeshiva from more places, and the elders are picking off their esroigim, etc. So the people that didn't do Eitzah Beis Din, there's no esroigim left already in the market. The only places that the esroigim are left are the places that gave it to Eitzah Beis Din, and Beis Din is allowed to not to let people to take it. Again, I'm not going out to the Shail of Shamur. And these are the esroigim that we will have in the market that will be called Eitzah Beis Din. It will be Reb Nissim's Eitzah Beis Din, and it will be Rubin Cook Eitzah Beis Din, and Rav Ozna's Eitzah Beis Din. And there's one more, I forgot the name, but that's what I have Oitzer Beis Din. These are the Oitzer Beis Din that the Sroigim of Eretz Yisrael, and these are the Sroigim that the import to Chutz La'aretz is a shita that Oitzer Beis Din is allowed to take out to Chutz La'aretz. Beis Din is allowed to do a lot of things. So these are Be'etzim Pochus Yoyser, the Sroigim that we will have around. Rabbi Yashiv came out with a letter this week. He already printed it once, but Lechazek Ha'inyan B'tei Sefes. Now, the halacha is a Mishneh, is a Rambam, that Chazal, Midei Raisa, you're not allowed to make Zriye, Ktsire. To water a tree in Shvis is a Isur de Rabbanon. It's not a Isur de Raisa. Zog the Rambam, in Hilchei Shvis, is a Rambam Zroin, really? In Perek Aleph, Hilchei Shvis, Zog the Rambam, after he finishes to bring all of the melachas de Rabbanon, this is the Iker, this Nekuda is the Nekuda, the whole noise back and forth. Umipnei ma'itiru b'kol eile. Chazal will matir to water the trees. Shim lo yashke te'ose ha'oretz meleicho ve'yomus kol eitz shebo. If Chazal will not let you to water the trees in Shvis, all the trees will die, the country will be salty, and there will be no more trees. V'hoil v'ha'isurim ha'dvorim ha'elu einam elam midrabbonon, like watering, le'gozru al'elu. So midrabbonon, you're allowed to water a plant. The lashon of Chazal is, le'uk me'ilone shori, le'avrue ilone osur. I will explain. Le'uk me'ilone means to make it not to die, you're allowed to. But to make it better, to grow nicer, you're not allowed to. Le'uk me'ilone shori, la'avru e'ilone osu. Okay, so you're allowed to water trees that they will not die. Le'moshul, if you want it to be very nice, very big, you're not allowed to. Only allowed to water them that they will not die. Chazanish came and had a shaila. I have a nice tree. If I will not water him, he will not die. He will be a little bit dry. But no oranges will come out. The oranges will die. I'm allowed to water it to have the oranges or not? When Chazal will matter because they didn't want the trees to die. It's only to save the trees, or also to save the oranges. A big tumul, I'm again metamtes, Achroas Rabbeinu HaChazanish, and he's the Mor HaDeShmaisa and Shmiz, you're allowed to water to save the apples, to save the oranges. If you want to have big oranges, and they will not be big enough, you're allowed to. It's also Le'uk Me'ilone, because the Cheftze of the Ilone is to have fruits. even in the Rambam is mashma shel yomus kol eitz v'te'ose oretz melocho. Rav Ozda brings down that kach hu shoma machazanish be'atzmoy, that it's mutter. Now that it's mutter, let me get to the next step. He come in Rav Ozner, in the tshuva, in Shevet Alevi, chelek tes, simen, reish la bedalef, Rebel Yashiv in Kovit Shuvas, chelek alef, and Rebel Yashiv in Rav Ozner start to clear as a shayla. So Rebel Yashiv is in chelek alef, simen, reish la bedalef. Zogt Rebel Yashiv azay. What would be, you have an esrog tree. I don't know if you saw once an esrog tree, but I will explain to you, it's four things that you have to do to have an esrog. But the esrog tree, if you water him, the esrogim will come out. But it's very hard to get a nice esrog. Why? The esrogim, you have bletlach, you have black dots, you have holes, corners. Why? The esrog tree is a very shvach tree. He's like a grape tree. The geza, the bone is not so strong. So they now it's windy, and there's a lot of needles in the tree. Every esrog, after a little bit wind, gets a lot of holes. It's chosa. And it gets scratches, and then it gets bletlach. You can't find a nice esrog. What they do in the field, every esrog gets like a sack. Sacks like we wear on the feet. They take these sacks, and they dress under esrog. Every esrog, when he's little, he gets a little sack on top of him. You go to the fields, you see it. This is the aleph base to run an esrog tree. The second thing is, you go and you see if near the esrog is a little bit needles, you cut off the needles. Then if you see that the branch is a little bit shaking, you tie him that he will not get banged. And then, as a special kind of powder, you send around, you spray, if you want the pitams not to fall. We'll explain it when you get to the pitam. If you don't do that, the chances to find a nice esrog is 1 out of 2 million. This is the metzias. No shaykh. It's not shaykh to find an esrog. When the little small ones, you could find them yet, because they didn't get banged yet. Now, chazal v'matir apid chazanish, to water the tree, not only that the tree will not die, that the fruits will not die. Here became the vikuach mit Rebel Yashiv mit Rav Ozner. You want to water the tree, not that the fruit will not die, that he will be kosher a mitzvah. Chazal will matter to do meloches for the tzerich a mitzvah or not? Mitzvah we only matter the tzerich that the tree will not die. Chazanish added that you're allowed to water it, that the fruit will be there. Now I want to do, I'm allowed to do meloches to protect the fruit, to be kosher le mitzvah? Or I'm not allowed to do to protect the tree to be kosher le mitzvah? That's given the suffix from Rabbi Seinu. That's given the suffix from Rabbi Seinu. Chazal will matir or chazal will not matir? Rav Ozner in the tshuva says, Rav Ozner zogt azay in the tshuva. Zogt Rav Ozner that chazal will matir also le tzerich ha-mitzvah. But not לצרך הידור. רבי אליעשיב says, זה צרך מצווה? של איתו מוסה אורץ, that will have what to eat, for doing mitzvahs, חזר הוא נעת מתיר. במילא, זאת רבי אליעשיב, he doesn't give a הכשר to no עצר בייסדין. Because in his עצר בייסדין, he will not let him to put on socks, and he will not let him to do nothing. So במילא, זה נורך התמצא, תגבי, no one will buy you a swagin. Reb Nissim, Rav Ozner are doing Oitzer Beis Din. So now the Shaila is the following. We will go, we'll buy an Esrog by the Oitzer Beis Din for Reb Nissim. If Lefi Reb Eliashiv, you're not allowed to do these things, it's Nevad. If it's Nevad, also Be'anoy, also Be'Shimush. You're not allowed to do the Oitzer, but there's Esrogim. So Lefi Reb Eliashiv, there's no Esrogim to buy this year. While Reb Nissim is not listening to Reb Eliashiv, and he's letting them to do these things in the trees, Lefi Reb Eliashiv is Shomu v'Neva. So, Leketchil Reb Eliashiv says to try to find like someone, not from the Hefker ones, yeah? It's very hard to find. So, Reb Eliashiv says it's two coolers. One cooler Reb Eliashiv has a tzad, that to put a sack on, it's not a melacha bichlal. It's not a avodas karka. He says, what if a fly comes near the tree and you send away the fly? It's also b'shvis. See a big lion, he says, jumping on the tree, and you push away the lion. The needle is there, and you're scared that the esrog will bump into the needle. What's the shaychus to avodas karka? Avodas karka is you make the karka better, that the tree will grow. So most of the melochas that the Yitzhar Beis Din does is kind of melochas of mavriach hari. So b'meile, could be it's not shomu v'nevat. Another Tosefes Rabbi Eliashiv said, this is what Rav Avraham told me now, that even at lemaise it's also, these little things that they do, of a vow these people have on who to be soymech, and Rav Nissim v'siyato, Rav Ozdo v'siyato, nevat is only a isu the rabbonon, knas the rabbonon. The person is a bad person, they were kindnessing. He has a heter to listen to these people. So while he has a heter to listen to these people, chazal were not kindnessing. So you're allowed to use it like a tchila. So remember, Rav Avraham told me b'shem Rabbi Eliashiv, even that some rabbonim from Azdaf don't want to say nishtazay, but I spoke to tonight, but mamash he called now, he said that Rabbi Eliashiv says, that again, the tzirufim are like this. Some of nevat maybe is not also. Maybe is not also. We said, chazanish had a tzad that it's muta. Even if it's also, so le'tzeich le'ukme ilona you're allowed to. Some shit is all that it's muta. Even if you say that it's also, aber mikol makoim, they have an hu to be saimach. So mele b'chai gavne. So he doesn't want to give a head to do it. But you're allowed to use this destroying him. Again, Rav Nochum Eisner says that Rabbi Eliashiv himself will not take the esrog. But Rabbi Fadi told me that the Meiser Rabbi Eliashiv holds, we haven't who to be saved. This is the easy part. And this, the Val Be'etzem, so Kumta is that Rabbi Eliashiv himself doesn't like it, but the Meiser he lets to use these esrogim. And these are the esrogim that we will have by Yitzhar Beis Din. Now, let me edit this, and then we go to the Lulavim. The Lulavim really is real. The real problem started the last 10 years, and I'll explain to you why. What happened now that the Alochas became a problem? So in the Sroigim Lemaise, this is what they did, Alamol in Oitzar Beis Din, Kach Noagum Mikames Denan. And you have to know, some Oitzar Beis Din, the Nafkimina, I want to explain to you, Lamashal, not to buy from Oitzar Oretz. Say, you have to, Oitzar Beis Din has to be a Choshev Oitzar Beis Din. This year I'm saying it's not stop. Yeah, the guy says it's a basing. Yeah, we have a tree in our paradise. We know what we're doing. You have to know it can be shalom and never, and it's also. It's a choshev ehechsher. This year, if it's not a choshev ehechsher, it's not enough. You can't use that. I'll go in a second to the Eter Mechir, the Gezach. But, yeah, if it's not a real choshev ehechsher, you can't use the Esrog. If these people are choshev, they're the same as an Eter Mechir, you can't use the Esrog. Because it could be the idea that it's after already, Lama Zogin, so you're allowed to buy these Esroigim. It's not Shomu v'Nevad. Then, is a Shaila of Schoiro. So, again, the Aloch is Lamaise that the Yitzhar Beis Din Me'ikar Adin has to give out the fruit, Lefi fruit. The Rabbanim are matir to them to divide it in boxes, better ones, more like couple Madreges. But they don't let that to say, this esrog 200, this esrog 300, because it's not schar peula. They say, you're allowed to do three levels, aleph, beis, gimel, because it means also in fruits. Lama zog, you take off the grapes. Some grapes are better, some grapes are schwach. They sell it in the same price. The cleaner ones, the nicer ones, are sold in a better price. And the schwacher ones. So these are the eterim, if different, it's all based in, to make better ones the schwacher ones. But the first halacha to know, Lama Zogin, you got an esrog, a nice esrog, a beautiful esrog in the Oitzel Beis Din, it's worth $200. You yourself, you're allowed to sell it to your friend. There's no isu mechira one to each other if it's not derech mechira bashuk. But, well, not only that, Lama Zogin, you bought a set. Machin is easier. You bought a set. You decide you don't want the set. Your roommate wants the set. You give him the esrog. You have to know the money that you get becomes Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. And if you go and you buy a bottle of Coke, LeMashal, the water becomes Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz, and if you pour it out, you're Eivar Aveira. So you have to know, if you bought, the Eitzah Beis Din themselves, they sell at cost price. They don't sell the Esrig, they sell the cost price. But you have an Esrig now. What are you giving the other person? Esrig. You're selling an Esrig. If you're selling an Esrig, the money becomes Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. And mainly you have to be Makbid. Now, some people and some dreitzach dalton, and they hold that you're allowed to give you lefi the price. Some people are not so erlach, yeah? And I'm asking, you go to the stores, you see, if you want to pay good money, you can get a good esrig. So the shaila is, but it's aveirev shviz. So there's a way to skip the aveirev yisus chayon. What you do is, you pay double for the lulav, and you get the esrig for free. Normally in America, you pay for the esrig, you get the lulav for free. And then shaytik, well, this year, you pay for the esrig, and you get the lulav for free. The Gemara gives down, you pay to the lulav and you get the esrig for free. The Gemara in Tzuki brings down this eitzah already. It's a machlekes if it helps or it doesn't help. But lemaisa meikar adin, you could be samech on it. So again, if someone wants to sell you an esrig, could be he's wrong, but the eitzah is, you pay for the lulav and you get the esrig for matana. The better thing is, lemaisa, if you pay, you don't pay right away. You say, I'll owe you the money and I'll pay you tomorrow. So then, again, there's no isus chayro. So these are the eitzes be'etzim. If you're ready, I'm saying, you have to know, but if you're ready buying the esrog from the guy to buy it for the lulav, maybe he has a problem with the eitzel based in. But if he's selling you the esrog, if you pay for the lulav and you get the esrog for free, you're allowed to get a nicer esrog. Then, we said another zach is also to take it out to Chutz La'aretz. So Be'etzem is no heter. Some Rishonim wanted to be matir if you bring it back. So for sure, if someone had to take out, the Moshel, sometimes you're going somewhere in Sukkot, you have to go and there's no way to get an Esrig in America. So you're allowed to take your Esrig with you, but send them back to Eretz Yisrael. But maybe if you send them back, if you most shit is, you're not over a iso. Again, not to take it out like a tchile, I'll dash to send it back. But if you have to send it back, if you have to take it out, the answer is to send it back. Now I want to go to the second thing, that this is better than the more chomo de kazach. Lulavim. The Gemara in Suke Dafla Metes is mashma that yesh kdusha shviz belulav. The Gemara says, the Gemara says that you pay for the lulav and you get the esrig for free. Frag the Gemara, but it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. The lulav is also Kodesh. So the Gemara, we're talking the case that he bought the lulav b'shishis. The lulav grew in shishis. So a lulav that grew in Shviz is mevur in the Gemara and Sukkot Lamedtes that is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. Zog Tesis, why it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz? In the old days, they didn't own brooms. So they opened the lulav and they broomed the house. They cleaned the house. Zot Rav Kiva Eiger, today, Lemaise, most people don't use the lulavim for brooms. I think already no one already is using it for brooms. Bemele, Zot Rav Kiva Eiger, on the Chazanish of Shlomo Zalman, the lulav is not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. The Osameach, Perek Ches, Milulav, says more from that, because we do it for the mitzvah today, Hanoiteya, Lekoyers, Velesiag, במילא דלולובים ענת קודש בקדוש השוויץ. לאומס דן דמעריל דיסקין, דרוב ירושלים, הוא מכריע דלולובים אר קודש בקדוש השוויץ. רב חיים קנייבסקי says that the חזניש himself was מחמר על himself דלולובים הקודש בקדוש השוויץ. הליך השוויץ, פסק, נפקה מינה, זה איסו סחוירו. You can't buy לולובים also. Also, more from that, if you pay for the lulav, the money will be kaddish. But the main thing is that after Sukkot, not to throw the lulav to the garbage. Some people anyway don't throw it. But it's not isur shomu because he's allowed, he doesn't have to be mafka the lulav. And now here the problem started. But listen very carefully. Till 14 years ago, all of the lulavim in the market were called lulavei elarish. This year is very nagea because this will be the shalas in the market. It's called lulavei el arish, or the shvach lulavim that you see all over. was another kind of lulavim, is a guy called Voltner. He will bring lulavim from Alexandria, from Mitzrayim, at California. These are the lulavim that people had. The last 14 years came new lulavim inside that they called lulavei deri, dalet reish yud. These are the good lulavim. They sell them for 200 shekel a lulav in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, these are the lulavim. They call them briska lulavim. But these are the lulavim, the lulavei deri. People invested money in them. Everyone is a lulav, is a lulav. It's mamish, nice lulavim. Now, the problem is, if you want the lulavim to grow, you have to water them. Shvis. Shamur. Venevad. So if you water the lulavim, it's nevad. So Rabbi Yashiv took out a letter, and here it started this week. Val de lulavei deri are watered in Shvis. There's no way if they're not watered. It's not letzerich achile, it's letzerich mitzvah. There's no oitzer beisdin on the lulavim. All these people never did oitzer beisdin. Bemele, you're not allowed to buy these lulavim. So the letter from Rabbi Yashiv that was in the Yatel, I think Yom Shlishi is, you're not allowed to buy these lulavim. Rav Ozner and Rav Nissim also sent a written a letter that even that maybe yesh elam is chus la mishtamshim, better to use a shvach lulav than to buy a deri lulav. Le'umas them, Rav Meir Brandsdefer took out a letter, got from his son tonight. You're allowed to use the lulav a deri, there's no problems. I want to explain a little bit the machlekes, and we'll try to explain, you know, in the nuschos, what I heard from both sides. No, we'll decide together if you're allowed to use the lulav a deri or not. Again, we know that it's an isur of nevad. If you work in the lulavim, it becomes asur mid'rabbanan. If it becomes asur mid'rabbanan. Now, so here we have to go over a couple of shailas. One shaila is a machlekes achroinim. If the Isur Nevad was also in Lulavim, that are not, also in things that are not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. Maybe Isur Nevad is a chelik from Kedusha Shviz. It's Kedusha, Chazal asked it. But if it's no Kedusha, it's the shalas flowers. Flowers need a Yachshar, don't need a Yachshar. It comes from one of the same shalas. It's no Kodesh, it's not smelling flowers. It's stamp beauty. Isur nevad is chal on dovo she'ein kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is or not. Some achroinim know that there's no isur nevad, and lefi them is no nevad in the lulavim. Maybe a different problem. Rebbe Yashiv is choishesh that is isur nevad, even if there's no kedusha shvi'is. We go to the next step. Lemaise the watering it for the mitzvah. Lefi Rav Ozner had to be that it's mutar. So Rebbe Yashiv, but I hold that it's also. Zok Rav Ozner weiter, even if in me maybe it's also. Why? Because I hold that only the tzerich ikar mitzvah it's also mutar. They doing it to have this spitz to love him. The ikar adin, if the lulav is open a little bit, it's also kosher. The male has no head of the water. Now, it's two kind of lulavim. They have lulavim that have tmorim on it. And the people water it really to have better tmorim. They also have lulavim. Did Rebbe Yashiv hold? They did it for the fruit. For the fruit you're allowed to. But they have, this is what Rebbe Yashiv gives out, big pardesim of deri that I only made beiker for the lulavim, not for the fruit. And these pardesim Rebbe Yashiv holds that it's also more from that. Even in the other pardesim, the people that are owning the pardesim, most of them are, you know, Acheinu HaMizrahi. Now, they are Soy Mechanet HaMechir. And they do all different things in their trees. Vemele, Zok Rebbe Yashiv, if these things make the Lulavim to grow better, it's Shomu Veneva. He has to know the Metzias. He says like this, if the Lulavim are only Lulavim, the pashas at Shomu Venevad, because they water it to have lulavim. If it has also tmorim, so we have to know, if they only watered it So watering you're allowed to. But if they did melachas acheres, that you're not allowed to do, and these melachas made the lulavim better, then it's also. B'meila Rebbe Eliashiv wants to say, and this ma'aseh is a psak, not to use these lulavim. Al shamu v'nevat. Rebbe Shmuel Zalman Auerbach also said that if these people don't keep shvi'is, even if it's no shamu v'nevat, it's mesayeh lo'ivre aveire, and while it's mesayeh lo'ivre aveire, you're not allowed to buy these lulavim there. Le'umas then, the Badatz wants to say nishtazeh. But that's what I say like this. Al tznevat, maybe it's not Kodesh anyway, B'kdush HaShviz. Even if yes, maybe they did a tzarech mitzvah, Ravos Ner is right. Aye, they did more. Val der soymech an heter mechire. So they have on who to be soymech. So b'meir, we don't koinus them. Rabbi Yashi says we koinus them with the Rabbonim together. Don't say it even over that it's a Zazat. It's Hashemi, from the Badatz I heard, they asked me really bad not to say over their Tzedah. Because Chas v'sholem, that will not come a kule to be saying Mechaneta Mechira. They said to be Madgish, that it's also we call a Tachlis. Oh, but they're saying they're not Mekel because they think maybe Heta Mechira helps. They don't believe in Heta Mechira at all. She's saying like this. Be'etzem, we said, that Chazanish said that Shomu v'Nevad is not Osu. Be'etzem it's not Osu. Then we said maybe if it's not Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz, it's also Vayta not Osu. Maybe Ravon is Girech. Shviz b'zman hazeh de Rabona. And they have an Hutu b'Soymech. So b'mele, you're allowed to buy the Lulav. This is what they want to tell. So I told him, what would be some people of them don't have heter mechira? So he said, Avada, if you're buying stam by a fry person, it's awesome. But they say they anyway don't buy by fry people. They don't let stam to buy by people who love him. Because maybe the guy worked it in Shabbos, it's Chmais Shabbos. Who buy by fry people who love him? So then if Kamina is stam, so again, when you go into the market, if you have the lulavim that are not from Eretz Yisrael, it's not a problem. But if you have the daily lulavim, you have to know that you're buying it. So they said that 99% of the market are by Mizrachis that are Erlach, that they keep Shabbos and keep Eretz Mechir. Rabbi Yashiv is not Mekabalit, and the Maisa signed the letter of Rav Vosner and the letter for Rav Nissen that came out. They said that it's better to buy a Shvach lulav this year than to buy a Deri lulav. Kimat bezalosh. So again, you have to know the metzias. If the Rabbi Yashiv himself says, if the people that own these deris have also dates, also tmorim inside, and the Iker Ashkoy was for the tmorim, and there's no proof that the Ashkoy was special for the other zachim, it's b'meil val for the dat you're allowed to be mashke, and the other melachas that it didn't make it to sefes in the lulev, you're allowed to be samech to be making on it. You're allowed to be samech to be making on it. But if not, so be'etzem, when you go to buy, you have to know, if you're going to buy a lulav deri, so lefit about that, all the lulav deri, beroiv, you could be samech on them. If you're Rebbe Eliashiv, only if that person tells you, I know it's from a pardes, that the person didn't want as much as a guy fry. He has lulav, he took a kept shviz. I found out he didn't do nothing. I'm saying that I love him. He didn't do nothing, he didn't do no melacha in the lulavim. Now again, you have to know that to buy from a friar person that is not Shemir Toiro Mitzvahs, in Rambam state that even if there's no Isur Shomu V'Nevat, if the person didn't keep Shviz, Kol Sheyesh Bo Yizika Shviz, Osur Liknes Mimenu B'Shviz. But this is Rebbe Eliashiv that it's only to buy from him himself. But if you go to the Sochrim, that it's Mutter. So again, why this Tumul was not till now? Because the Arabs were the most, again, most of the Elulavim were not from Eretz Yisrael, and the other ones were from Yericho, from the Arabs. They have all the Tumorim there from Dun, Elulavim came. Only in the last years that they have these nice Elulavim that owned by Haredim, or Mizrahi, or by Yidden. I saw one of the Nozer Kulas that they want to say that most of the Lulavim, there's another whole big chunk of Lulavim you see in the signs, it's called Lulavei Bet Sha'an. Sell it normally in the corner in Malchi Yisrael, it's a big store. Lulavei Bet Sha'an, also I think it's 300 shekel of Lulav, yeah? So they want to say maybe it's another Kula that some people say that Arbe Krochim Koshu, the Gemara says Bet Sha'an, could be it's not Kodesh Bekdushas Oile Mitzrayim, Oile Bovel. So it's a suffix if it's Kodesh, so it's one more sniff to the Badatz's Kula to be Samech and the Lulavi Bet Sha'an to be Samech and this Kula. So again, Lemaise, we have to know. Besroigim is a problem of Shavu Neva Lekula Ayim because it's Kodesh, but if you have Oitzer Beis Din, it's okay. If you don't have Oitzer Beis Din, then at community, sometimes you go somewhere and you go to a Psa Yeshuva, the guy tells you, I have a nice tree, you can take a Esrek, if the guy didn't keep Shvi's Moshe Tzorich, also, Lulavim, the same thing. Some people say in the backyard they have some Lulavim, but I tell you, I saw today, I passed. In my house, someone has a Lulav. Yeah. I went in the morning and I saw he was taking care of his tree. I walked near him, you know, so he stopped. He told me, you know, but Yashiv holds, if you work in the trees, it's also, yeah? He was trying to show that he knows the halacha that it's also, even that he was working in the trees, yeah? So this Lulavim, not the Yotze. He's never. He was working at the Shvis. The Lulav also not Yoitze. Why? So I want the Masber. Rabbi Yashiv also not Yoitze because you have to have Lochem, and if it's also Bano, it's not called Lochem. And Bal Chazal asked the Shimush, the man is not Yoitze. Ander Zogin that also stands the Isur Anoe. So Ander Zogin a Masber. But why you not Yoitze? And in Esrog we said very partial why you not Yoitze b'Shomu v'Nevad. Because it's not Roy Le'achile. What happens in a Lulav if it's not Shomu v'Nevad? So that's maybe I'll be Masber. I was talking with Mekatzer, I'll be Marich. It's two shittas. Rabbi Frati, and they say Rabbi Yashiv said, you're not Yoitze. Because it's Osur Be'anoe, it's not called Lochem. Another Zach, Rabbi Yashiv said, Rabbi Shemazamen is Meramen, because it's you have Anoe, you're Nene, and you're also to be Nene. Yeah? Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. So Shem Zalman says, this is only if you mamish go to the shul Hashem Shemayim. But if you enjoy yourself when you walk like this in the shul, you're either an ano. He says, it's not going to get to the Rashbo, that you need to be had a mitzvah. It's time you're a Belgaide, you want to have a festival lulav. As I said, Mincha Shleime, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Aleph, I think the last 10 lines. I know it's Bechudashdik, but as I said, Shem Zalman. So man, he says the same thing in Esrei. Anders Zogin to Tamini from Rebbe Yashiv, that Rebbe Yashiv didn't say that you're not the Yoitze B'Dievet. He's avad and masking that you're Yoitze B'Dievet, so much kules. He only holds that his Isru Ishtamshes, the Rabbonon, but mainly you're over the Isru Ishtamshes that you're using such a lulav. But avad and B'Dievet, you're Yoitze. So I got to say that Lemaisi, you're not Yoitze after you have so much kules. I said, Shomu V'Nevet, Me'ikar Avim B'Dievet is Mutter. It's hard to get to say the words Be'etzim, you're not Yoitze. And we're speaking of Sfeke, the Rabbonon. And Rabbi Yashiv himself said that if you can find out and you have a suffix, meaning to say, not you see not a frum guy selling a lulav, you go to the market, but you go to an elderly guy and he claims to you that it's okay. He says, suffix the rabbana lekule, be'etzim you could use it. He doesn't know if he himself will use it, but he says, we have to remember. But again, the psak from Rav Vosner is that Shvi'is in Eretz Yisrael, this is the choymer of the mitzvahs hayoyim, and a person has to know when he's going to buy dalad minim, that is more important that he'll be mekayim the mitzvah behidu from Shvi'is, from lulavim. Because lulavim is yaitzah b'dievet. I'm just messiah. The same shaila happens legabe adasim. Adasim, if most shittas are not kodesh b'kdusha Shvi'is, even that it's made for smell, and I say, no one uses it for psalmim, even if you use it for Avdoleh, but Mikir Adin is not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvi'is. Lemaisa, the Metzias and Adasim is, if you want to have Adasim Meshuloshim, you have to work on the Adasim. They burn it. What they do is, when it starts to grow, you cut it and you burn it. Again, it's all of the secrets how to do the Adasim. It's a ganze chochme. It's Nevad. And again, it's Nevad Letzoyrech HaMitzvah. Lefi Rebbe Yashiv, it's also. It's never. It's not doing, you're not doing it, the Adasim will live anyway. You just want Meshuloshim. So the Mele and Adasim, you will have to be Makpi this year to have a Hechsher. Anyway, Lemaisa, most people today buy Adasim clothes bags. And Be'etzem, you have to be Samech on these Hechsherim. Again, Rav Ozna also himself says that he will not be Matir Adasim that were done real Melochis. If it was done Mamish, because on them it will not be Kosher, so then Taker be a Machlekes. If you have Adasim, that without burning them, we will not have Adasim Michlal. It will not be Meshulish. Rav Ozna will be Matir to them to do a Melochis, and Rabbi Yashi will ask it. So the value of buying the clothes packages, if not, that will be a Bazun Reshmur for Rabbi Yashi and some kind of Adasim, that it's never, then you can't be Yotze with it. The same thing Be'etzim could be problem in Aroves. But again, Lemaisa, they will have the clothes Aroves with the Hechsher, so then everything will be okay. But this year, Taka, not to buy Stam Aroves open in the street, because if these people worked on the fields, so first could be the Mamish Nevat. Again, but there is no food in Aroves. The tree will not die. They just want it to be nice. And more from that, because in Shvi'is, even if Nevat is not also, we said, Kol Sheyesh Bo Zika Shvi'is, could be is also to Mesaya Lo Ivrei Aveire. So a lot of times these trees, you know, you see these guys selling in the street, open Aroves, they're bringing from their own fields that they did Melochus and Shvi'is. And you're buying from the person that is doing it. So this year, again, it's Kedai to buy the Aroves from a place that they have a Hechsher on the Aroves, that you know that they're not Nevat. But I'm saying the Aroves are much less Nevat, because it's much less necessary to work on it. But again, it's better to buy Aroves from a place that you know for sure that he didn't do a melocha in Shvi'is.